once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. Today's passion, burrs. It's another episode of the Fermented Fridays. Who do we have with me, round robin, to my left? To my left.
You were just pointing at each other.
I'm looking at you. What's your name?
I'm Steve. But I thought it was still
right. Okay. Well, I'm Megan. I'm here again.
And I'm Brandon. I'm also here again.
Missing out on PAP, whatever. Sometimes people got to do what they got to do. So this week, we're going to be playing Candyland. I really thought it was the old version Candyland. It's the new version Candyland.
Which sucks.
Eh, whatever. I mean, basically every character's name is different. I really like the old one because it's Princess Bubblegum.
I'm disappointed with Gloppy over here, which I'm pretty sure used to be the chocolate mud monster.
Yeah, the chocolate mud monster.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's got a different feel, but I guess we can just revisit somewhat of our childhood. We decided to play this game because someone...
I've never played this game before.
Brandon has...
Neither have I.
And Steve, they've never played Candyland.
Whoa, neither of us?
Our Candyland virginity is being...
Stolen
from us.
Willfully. So, I should mention, we're drinking the Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout. And this comes from North Coast Brewing. Let's see. Let's give a little description. Produced in the tradition of 18th century English brewers who supplied the court of Russia's Catherine the Great, Old Rasputin seems to develop a cult following wherever it goes. It's a rich, intense brew with big, complex flavors and a warming finish. The Old Rasputin brand image is a drawing of Rasputin with a phrase in Russian encircling it. A sincere friend is not born instantly. I can agree to that.
There you go.
Sincere friends, you don't just walk across them on the street.
Friendship is rare.
Sometimes.
Well, you know.
If you go for a high five and they high five you back, friendship.
That instant friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody got their bottle openers? Let's open this bad boy up.
Yep.
All right.
You're good. Steve's having problems.
All right. Anyone want to cheers?
Of course.
Nastrovya. That's what they say in Russia.
Is that what they say?
Nastrovya.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That is good. Definitely.
It's got that that richness to it.
Don't like the caramely.
No.
You're not a fan of sweets in general.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's got a little caramel, little caramely flavor to it. So I guess I should mention the way we're gonna play this game, Candyland, and make it a drinking game because we're adults. So for those of you who haven't played, it's basically just luck of the draw on the cards. Some cards have one color on it. Some cards have two colors. If anyone draws a two-color card, you drink. There's also a chutes and ladders aspect to the game, which if you go up a chute or if you get a special card, everyone drinks. Or if you get stuck, yeah, on a lose one turn space. So that's how we're going to play the game. And honestly, I don't know who goes first, so I'm going to not go first, but I'm going to think of a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
1 and 20. Got it.
All right. I'm going to go.
Numbers?
7.
15?
11.
15's closest. It was 13. Oh. Well, actually, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, we're tied, so let's do that again.
Okay. One between us? Between 1 and 10. No, flip a coin.
All right.
Bottle cap. Call it in the air.
Up.
Heads.
You both said heads.
Down.
Okay.
Tails never fails.
You can't. What the hell?
I don't know.
She said heads
one.
First. Okay. So, Megan goes first.
Steve's confusing this game.
Steve's going crazy. All right. So, oh, this is so far away. Yellow.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Hello.
We'll put it on Grandma Nut.
That's what her name is?
Discard pile is on Grandma Nut.
Oh no, they spelled it with two T's though.
Okay.
Grandma Nut.
How come that dog is a picnic basket?
Shaped like
it's a Nutter Butter.
It's a Nutter Butter basket. Alright, Brandon.
Grandma Nut, so it's my turn.
Ooh, it's a double blue.
Looks like you're drinking.
Drink, I can't wait. Drink. Oops.
It was so good I drooled a little bit. I like this beer. So one blue, two blue.
And who makes this game? Is it Milton Bradley or is it...
Yeah, it is Milton Bradley. Milton Bradley. Milton Bradley. Nate's turn.
Keeping it real.
Double yellow. Nate's drinking. And, Megan, what color are you?
I'm yellow.
And Brandon, what color are you?
I am blue.
And Nate is red.
Dude, I was blue.
Yeah, you're green, bro.
He was totally blue.
All right. I'm actually green.
Okay.
Here, Steve, I'm going to hand you a card, but I'm not going to look at it.
Green.
There you go. That's what the confusion was.
Yeah, maybe that, yeah.
So. All right. Well, you know, we should probably give some info on this beer. Why don't you read these vital stats, Steve?
All right, it is a... the style of the beer is a Russian Imperial Stout. The color is black. The ABV is 9%.
All right.
And the bitterness?
Bitterness?
Bit or miss?
Bitterness. Miss is 75 IBUs.
All right.
Hey, can I add something to that?
Add something.
I actually just learned this the other day. Peter the Great loved stout so much, but they wouldn't travel far enough back to Russia because they're from England. So they had to make him extra hoppy, which is what gave birth to the Russian Imperial Stout. Because they travel further. Because of the hops.
So did they hop, or did they skip, right, or did there? They jump?
I'm pretty sure they went by boat, but they were hopping because they were drinking Imperial Stouts.
Got it. All right, Megan, go ahead.
Oh, it's my turn. You want to hand me one of those? I'm so far away.
Just do this.
Stick them on. Who are we sticking them on?
King Candy. The Candy King.
All right. I got a double red, which means I'm drinking and skipping town. I guess that's it. Cool.
Wow, look at you.
I was so far behind.
We are on our way to Gumdrop Pass.
Ooh. Yeah, we're coming up close on the Peppermint Forest.
Oh.
And then the Gumdrop Mountains. Then Gumdrop Pass. It's okay, Steve.
I hope
so for those of you playing along at home, because I know you all are.
Definitely.
Just keep in mind, we're playing the new version of Candyland. So if the pieces, the names don't quite match...
It's because it sucks. Because
it sucks, man. Because
it sucks.
Go ahead, Brandon.
All right. I hope we get another double. Oh, damn it. I got a single purple.
You can still drink.
Well, I want to pace myself.
Green.
There we go.
All right. Nate. Got a green. Wait.
You're red. I'm on red. Oh, sorry.
We're all lined up there.
We're a little sandwich.
We also have Link here.
Oh, yeah, Link.
I am purple.
I just bopped him on the face.
Link is the probably one of the coolest chihuahuas I've met.
He's so cute.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
Did you just go, Steve?
Yes, I just went. It's your turn.
And I got a double yellow, so I'm drinking again.
Lucky.
And going to Peppermint Frost.
Forest.
Far away.
Get your drink on.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Brandon.
I better get a double this time. Damn it.
You can't ask for it, because then the universe won't give it to you.
And I only get to move up one. I should stop talking.
Alright, let's just do one more round. Ooh, double blues for Nate. Bam, bam. Through the peppermint forest. All right,
my turn. Double red.
Hey, Nate, drink.
So where is the
You got a double.
Oh, I did get a double.
Hey, Steve, drink.
Alrighty.
Man, we're getting a lot of doubles.
We're doing more facts. It's not your turn, you fuck.
Yeah, let's do some more facts. Wow, with the hostilities.
Hey, so Megan's
really wants to drink.
This is the first time I've played this game. I'm excited.
So Megan's going to read us some of the awards. Why don't we do five of most recent awards this beer's won.
All right, so 2014 World Beer Champions Chicago. They won a gold award. Gold award for 2012 Stockholm Beer and Whiskey Festival. Gold award for 2006 Stockholm Beer and Whiskey Festival. Again, 2006 World Beer Championships Chicago. And 2005 World Beer Championship Chicago.
Nice.
Golds all around.
That is a lot of awards.
Out of Chicago.
And then there's actually a lot more awards, but we don't want to spend the whole podcast just praising them.
We got to criticize the carmeliness.
I do enjoy it.
I know you guys like it.
It's got like, is it just me? Does it taste like a little chocolatey too?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it just, it tastes like you should pour it over ice cream. Or make like a
root beer float?
Yeah, a stout float.
A real beer float?
Yeah.
That's yes. Do you have any ice cream?
Fuck no.
Do you know whose house we're
I'm
at?
I'm lactose intolerant, and I hate sweets.
Can we go to the store real quick? All right, never
mind. Maybe we'll do that after. All right, Brandon, your turn.
No, I think isn't Megan's turn?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah. Megan's turn.
Yeah.
All right. Lolo.
So glad I didn't go.
Oh, Megan's standing right up close to Lord Licorice over here.
Who's super creepy.
Yeah, he's got this weird mustache. Who has mustaches like that?
You're just jealous because yours doesn't curl like that yet.
Well, I mean, only when I curl it.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm not going to ask for anything.
You're not going to ask for anything?
Nope, I got...
Yeah, because he kept asking for doubles. Yeah.
Okay.
Poiple.
Ooh.
All right.
We got Megan in the lead, followed by Nate, and then
Brandon. Steve pulling up the rear.
Very last place.
Oh, another double for Nate.
I like to savor
double
every
blues,
piece
double
of
blues, double blues.
Bloop.
Oh, you just almost had that.
I know, I almost made everyone drink.
Yeah.
Almost.
At the gumdrop pass. I wanted to go over Rainbow Trail.
Everyone wants to go over Rainbow Trail.
Steve, I believe it's your turn.
No. Oh, yeah, it is.
Would you like me to hand you a card?
Yes. I'm just hoping I get
Steve
close
is
to
disabled,
Lord.
For those of you who don't know. That's Licorice. Why we keep passing him cards.
He's disabled. He only his arms aren't long enough. Uh-oh.
He got double orange.
Two orange.
Oh, I thought it was going to land on the...
And I...
Orange.
I pass right in front of me.
Drink.
Drink on the double.
Drink.
Get it?
Lord Licorice would
got
be
it.
Proud.
All right, I got a red, which didn't move me very far.
It moved you like, you know, four spaces.
I'm gonna predict a special card.
Yeah.
Oh,
a special card. It,
we haven't had one yet. Shouldn't it be about time?
I mean, the numbers. If you're playing the numbers game,
I've been counting.
Oh, you're counting cards.
Counting cards for Candyland.
God damn it, it's a yellow. And here I am.
Moving one space. Man, Brandon, you're not doing too good at this game.
I do like how positive our game pieces are.
First time.
Yeah,
they're just
pretty
waving
happy.
At us.
Nate gets another double.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Double greens this time.
They're a little too happy, actually.
One, two.
I don't trust them.
You almost got stuck on the licorice.
I did almost lose a turn.
Ooh.
Oh, drink.
Link came to say hi.
Make your way. To Gumdrop Pass.
It's your turn, Steve.
Okay. All right, let me hand you another card.
Would you like
T-Rex arms?
Yeah. Poor Steve.
Needing some help there?
I'm a little
Steve also just barely missed the Gumdrop Pass.
Yes.
Bummer.
Hey, sometimes you gotta take the long road.
It's the path less traveled.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I think that Gumdrop Pass is the one less traveled because nobody's gone on it yet.
Probably.
All right, my turn. Orange. Ugh. Oh, fuck you, Steve.
Damn.
Passed you.
Ooh. A little competition here.
Right. Look at how cute Link looks.
I'm very far behind, but
feeling it.
Maybe you'll drop on that gumdrop pass.
Maybe something good will happen this time.
Double purple.
There you go.
Double
at least you get points. Your drink.
Boink, boink, and I'm still in last.
But
catching up. You're catching up.
Closing the gap.
Yeah.
Closing the gap. We're only about a third done with this game. You got time to go. And now I'll save it. I got more stuff to read that I didn't mention before. Double oranges.
What the hell?
Ooh,
this is like the fifth time in a row you've gotten doubles.
And you guys saw
drank
me shuffle the cards.
Drank up.
Damn.
You rigged it. So rigged. Nate rigged the game.
For those listeners who pay attention, Nate normally wins.
I won last
week. Even if he loses.
Even when he loses, he wins.
Okay.
Hey, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah, we got a long way to go, you guys.
But actually, what happens at the end?
You need your tiny T-Rex arms.
What happens at the end is you get to make love to the Princess Frostline, who used to be the bubblegum princess. I swear to God, it pisses me off.
You need some help.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, second before place. We go on. Brandon.
Yes.
I have something for you.
Okay.
Why don't you read those two quotes? These are raving, stark raving reviews.
These two quotes.
Stark raving.
And quote them, too. Like.
Well, one of the quotes say, "Best in the world in my eyes." That's Bill Owens, who is the president of the American Distilling Institute. Wow. That's a pretty good compliment.
That's a bold claim.
Yeah.
Best in the world?
Best in the world.
In his eyes. In his eyes, but in the world.
I mean, who drinks beer out of their eyes? With their eyes? Or out of their eyes?
We were talking
about butt chugging earlier.
Okay, let's move on. Yeah, this isn't that kind of show.
Highly effective. Anyway, the next quote. "These folks don't fool around with their beers. Very big, very complex, and downright kick-ass." And this is by, I guess, a magazine or a website, The Brew Guide.
The Brew Guide.
Yes. I mean, I actually agree.
Yeah, it is very complex. I got some bold flavors in here.
I like to drink it without any food, just by itself.
Well, I like to drink without any food, too.
Yes.
You get more drunk.
Well, what I meant was, you know, like food pairing, but I also drink on an empty stomach, yes.
All right, Megs. As
you noticed earlier.
Oh, is it my turn? Sweet. Got an orange.
Bloop, bloop.
Ugh, I'm so far behind.
All right, Brandon, you're up. Right.
Did you say Brandon? Because that's the color of the beer.
It's black. Black beer.
I got green, which means I go up slightly. Hooray.
Nate's turn. With the reds.
Ooh, one away from special again.
Well,
it's
a one-way special.
You don't go down.
I'm feeling lucky, see?
And his arms got bigger.
Wow, you've reached that all on your own. Two yellows.
Good job, Steve.
Darn.
Oh, wait. That's not my fucking piece. Done.
Done.
I mean, you can move me up. I'm not going to throw a fit about it.
Lord
Licorice, quit
smiling
again.
At me. Lord
Licorice. Who's going quick? Purple? God damn it.
All right.
Me and Brandon
this
look
gonna
sad
be good.
Right
this
now.
This one's going to be good.
Burr, burr, burr. Red!
One spot.
I've gotten it like three times, four times now.
Brandon is the king of moving once.
I like to burn as few calories as possible.
All right, Nate's got the purple. Hey, I got a one spot too.
Hey. Picking up on my tactic.
Ooh, one perp.
Three perp in a row?
Wait,
you guys going to share a spot?
Yeah, we share a spot.
Oh. We're holding hands.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
No, they're high-fiving.
We're high-fiving on the Rainbow Trail on a purple spot.
And it's kind of a duality thing, right?
Yeah, right. Red and black, or red and blue.
It's like black. Raphael and Leonardo.
Yeah.
And we could even throw it back into that whole friendship thing, because you guys are high-fiving.
Oh, yeah, high-five.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about the four temperaments.
You do meet friends on trails.
Yeah. Oh, we totally meet friends on trails.
Orange.
Let's just move
Hello, Lord Licorice. All right,
let's give this a shot.
It's funny that we're
there. It is
hands
double
right
yellow.
There it is.
The Rainbow Trail.
Drank it.
Still in the last.
Closing the gap. Brandon got a double yellow. Starting pile. What are you doing over there with your fingers, Megan?
Fiddling around.
Waiting for my fingers. Waiting for T-Rex to grab a card.
She does like to fiddle. And fiddle. I get one yellow, and so I move exactly one spot.
But wait, did you just skip me? Did you just skip me?
Did we skip you?
Yeah, but
no,
because totally...
you got a double yellow.
Yeah.
And then, oh, well, that's my yellow.
Okay, that's
way,
your yellow.
Which
okay.
is only beneficial for you, because that means okay. you're not going to get a yellow right now.
Hey, that's honest.
But I will get a green.
There you go.
Peanut Acres.
You guys are
come.
Still like waving at each other.
Yeah, so we're traveling through Peanut Acres.
I'm still floating around in Licorice Forest.
Orange. I'm hanging out with Lord Licorice.
Again. God, that hair, that mustache and those eyebrows.
I'm like directly above Lord Licorice's nice hat, I
guess. you're straddling his shoulders.
Yes, as I do. As Steve knows.
Ooh, double red.
Ah.
Blam, blam. I just made it out of the Peanut Acres, got a double red, drink a bit.
Somebody had a lot of sugar this morning. And I get a special card.
Ooh.
Oh, but does that mean
nope?
Yeah. You go back.
Oh, maybe it's not so special.
Steve goes back to the beginning.
Literally as far back to the beginning as possible.
Now it means we all drink, right? Candy.
Yeah. So Steve got a special card. We all drink. Yeah. Let's clinky clink.
Yeah.
Clinky clink on the drinky drink.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it was safe.
That's the problem. I've almost won the game before and had to go all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
It's the worst.
I want to get some of that ice cream.
Oh.
Ice cream town.
It's like the one time you want ice cream.
No, I don't want ice cream.
I know, that's what I'm
get
saying.
To the ice cream.
We'll pull a card and see if you get it.
Oh, is it my turn? It is my turn. Oh, I got a gumdrop.
So
I'm going backwards.
Megan's going back and we're all drinking because of it.
All right.
Bullshit. Scrambled these cards up. You're just trying to everybody
over. I scrambled the cards and I shuffled the eggs.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, let's see what you got in you.
Double perps.
Oh, yeah.
Double burp.
One.
Going to the rainbow.
Then I get a double.
Trail.
So, hooray.
There you
drink
go.
Drink up.
Hey, but now you're in second.
Mm. How the tides have turned.
Look at this gap going on.
Steve's screwed.
Ooh, double blues. Double blues for Nate.
I might get an ice cream cone.
Hey, yo.
You skipped hard
enough. That's good, because if I did skip that blue, I would have lost a turn.
Got stuck on some licorice. Licorice.
Glug, glug, glug.
Steve.
That's a different sound.
So... It is, in fact, my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I get a candy cane.
Wow.
A special candy cane.
Where does it send me?
You go a little further up. Quite a bit.
I mean, that's more than what you would have got with a double.
Yeah.
So why don't we all drink to that?
Yeah.
I'm just hoping probability is in my favor and I get an ice cream cone.
Can we?
God damn it, the ice cream cone's mine.
Remind me of a game off air.
It's mine.
That I want to play after this.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Just remind me. I'll remember it.
I'll forget. So
Megan's turn.
All right. Double perps. Perp. I'm back at the Lord Licorice.
Drink up.
Lady Licorice.
Sorry. One solid red dot. Here we go.
Square.
All right. It is a square.
Maybe it's a block.
Boom.
Hey.
Uh
oh. No.
I got Nate got a special card. What could it be? Let me show everyone all at once. Bam!
Lollipop.
Eh.
Oh man.
Yeah. Not as good as the ice cream.
Lollipop.
Everyone drink.
Man.
Oh man. I feel like we're all drinking so much right now.
I feel like this game turned out to be more of a drinking game than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I'm getting sort of drunk. I'm almost done.
Yeah,
with
some
my
people
beer.
Play.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a new beer pretty soon.
Others play Candyland. All right, let's see what we got here.
Blue.
I'll move you, buddy.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Little T-Rex arms.
Steve's the tallest out of all of us. He's just not sitting in a good spot.
No, I'm tall.
Well, I have a little dog on me.
Oh, right. Yes. What up, Link? How you doing?
His name is Link.
To come over and visit.
He has a nice little patch of white on his forehead.
He's so cute.
He's a sweet puppy. Now it's my turn.
A very sweet puppy.
Double green. So this
drink.
Looks like I get to
that's
go.
That's a good jump.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Eh, not bad.
And you get to drink.
You're hanging out with the Grandma Nut.
Nut. Yeah, Grandma Nut. That's I don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, I don't know why they named her Grandma
Daddy,
Nut.
Can
does
we
she,
go
she,
hang out with Grandma Nut?
No, Harold. Grandma Nut is not very responsible with children.
You know what's funny?
Why are
is,
we Russian? Oh, because we're drinking Russian.
And we're hurrying through the game.
Yeah. Oh, Whose turn was it?
Russian. It's my turn now. But hey, side note, why is Grandma Nut located in between Gloppy and Lord Licorice?
Well, I can't have a good answer for that, but...
Nate got a blue.
She's trying to bring balance to the Candyland universe. I don't know.
Steve.
Let's see what we got in store.
Yeah.
Ooh.
One.
Two spots.
Two. You got a green. Two spots ahead.
All right. I got a blue.
Oh, no, other way.
I'm going this way.
Hey, if you want to move back, if you want to move backwards on the board, that's fine.
Hey, maybe we've been drinking a lot like this past couple of rounds.
Maybe it's a tactic, you know, move back because I
yeah. Well, then I can like I'm do the loss. Dumb drop pass again.
What'd you get?
I don't know if this is good or bad yet. I haven't found the. I got a special card, guys.
Well, it has to be good because all of them are gone except for the ice cream cone.
No, there's two left.
The peanut?
I'm moving back.
It's not too far. You're not bad.
Yeah, you're only moving back like six spots.
Yeah.
But everybody's got a
drink. Hey, dude, you can share with Grandma Nut.
None of us have hardly any beer left.
Grandmother Nuts, what kind of nuts do you have?
Are they pistachios?
Every
I love
kind
pistachios.
Of nuts
I love macadamia
that you could
nuts.
Imagine.
You're trying to get
everybody. Let's name your favorite kind of nut.
Macadamian or walnut or pistachio.
Okay,
I
pick
can't.
One nut.
Macadamia.
Macadamia nut.
Brazil.
Oh, those are good.
I love Brazil nuts.
What's your favorite nut, Steve?
Oh God, she took.
Yeah, I mean,
pistachio.
It could still be your favorite if she said it. We're allowed.
I do
to...
like macadamia.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Macadamia.
Steve's special.
I'm gonna go with. So I know that this isn't a real nut, but I'm gonna go with the peanut.
How is that not a real nut?
It's not. It's a legume.
Yeah, it's a legume.
Oh.
That's your favorite.
Because it's in a shell.
Grows on a tree.
No, because almonds grow on trees.
No, you're right. It grows in the soil.
Peanuts grow out of the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actually
my favorite kind of nut.
Really, that's your favorite nut?
I would have said the sunflower seed, but that's completely different, so.
Yeah, I don't really.
Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
That's your favorite nut? Oh, it's his favorite nut.
You know
here's Johnny.
You know what my favorite nut is? Is whoever plays that dude in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
It is Jack Nicholson. All right. My
favorite
turn.
Nut is Steve.
He's my favorite dinosaur.
Nate got a green.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Okay. There we go.
Double green.
Drink.
Gumdrop pass. I'm coming, gumdrop.
All right. Oh, fuck yeah, motherfuckers.
Wow. So Megan just got the best special card ever. It puts her almost at the finish.
Oh, which makes all of us drink, too.
It puts her almost at the finish line.
Are the special cards, is there only one in each deck?
Yeah, there's only one of each one.
Well, that pretty much guarantees that I'm going to lose this game.
Yeah, I think there's only zero left, so.
Yeah.
You have zero chances. Brandon.
Well, that puts me in a bad spot, too.
me too.
You're closer. Double red. Maybe
well,
if
also,
I get, like,
also,
a lot
if
of
we
doubles...
run out of cards, I have to reshuffle these, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's a good point.
And we're almost out of cards.
Oh.
I just got a double. I got a drink.
Yeah, you got a double.
No, you went double.
It was a poor double, but
I see.
It was a double nonetheless.
Drink. Oh. You know what? Now's a good time.
Now is a
Why
good time.
Why don't you read this giant quote right here?
Oh, I gotta read the big one?
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
No, there's two quotes.
No, just the top one.
Just the top one. That first sip is pure stout heaven. It's just a flavor explosion. This beer is big. This beer is bold. This beer is what all beer should aspire to be. It's an amazing, delicious Russian Imperial Stout. This beer has been one of my top five Russian Imperials from the first time I ever had it. I've recommended it to countless times before, and I have no problems recommending it again right here. Find it, buy it, drink it. Make yourself a lifelong friend like I did.
And who's that by?
Brew Chief.
The Brew Chief.
Is he a native?
He's the chief of brews.
Oh.
Drink my beer, drink my beer.
That's a high compliment for the very delicious beer.
Yeah.
Although I understand you don't like sweet beers.
Oh, for those of you who don't know, that was Megan just killing it with the out burps.
Nice.
Out burps? I had a really good one earlier.
No, that was not bad.
But the one earlier was better.
I was trying to get all my burps out before the game, but
Nate's turn.
I think it just adds to the experience.
Got one orange coming in close second.
Oh, you butthead.
Nate's gonna win this game, even though Megan cheated.
I didn't fucking cheat.
Blue.
No, I'm just waiting for the reshuffle.
Yeah, it's close. We got four more draws.
All right. Let's see what happens to me. Go into orange. I just fell on my face.
That's something Megan would do. Megan's really good at falling over.
I'm a pretty good faller.
Double orange.
Doop. Boop. Oh, not man. Bad. Brandon coming up
drank
close.
Up.
A little bit.
I'm so close to Gloppy.
I got screwed over by the gingerbread man.
Well, that's because you couldn't run as fast as he can.
Oh!
Please don't eat me. I'm just made of candy.
Nate got a red. And Steve, why don't you have this,
yeah,
this last the, card the last so I can card. Start shuffling.
Oh. Yellow.
is this back here, Steve?
Yeah. Steve? All the way in last.
Would you like to be in yellow? There you go.
All right, well, this game's going to have to pause. I have to shuffle these cards.
Yeah, he's that good.
We're actually using a card shuffling machine because we're professional.
A little fun fact about this beer. Old Rasputin develops a cult following wherever it goes. It's rich.
Well, you know,
I'm pretty sure I read that.
Oh, hey, we haven't talked about the label.
Oh, Megan, why don't you give us some label info? Yeah, I read that already.
Label info.
From our label expert.
Label,
Megan.
Label.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a label expert in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, you're screwed. All right, so it's got some gold and black on it, and then like a nice black and white picture in the front. It's kind of it looks, I mean, going back to what Steve just said with the cult following, it looks kind of cultish. Yeah,
I have something to say about that. You understand why it's supposed to look cultish, right?
Because of the story you told us earlier.
No,
well, the story behind Rasputin.
Rasputin had a little bit of a cult following.
He was,
that's why so many people tried to poison him.
Yeah, he was the special healer who could only heal the king and queen's son who had like some rare disease. I forget which king and queen.
You know, I don't know the story very specifically, but I know a lot of people tried to kill him, and he had a cult following, hence the cult following of the beer, which is amazingly good.
Supposedly, he ate food that had poison in it, and he lived, and because he knew it, he had like the remedy for it, because he's like some crazy doctor. Yeah, Rasputin was a crazy doctor.
He built up his tolerance to one of those various poisons that people use to poison people with, until the like people were trying to poison him.
Isn't
and
it
just
like
wouldn't
radiator
die.
Fluid? Or yeah. What is?
Yeah,
it
was probably radiator.
Probably
fluid.
Was.
Yeah,
because they drove cars back then.
For sure. I mean, yeah.
But thank God it didn't work.
And now he made this nice beer for us.
Him personally. Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
There's a
which is kind of fun, actually.
There's like four circles on the front.
Yeah.
Two big circles and two small circles.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of white, black, and gold stuff going on.
I forgot whose turn it is.
It's very beautiful.
It's Megan's turn.
Oh, it's Megan's turn.
Yeah, Steve thinks it's beautiful,
why don't you take your turn?
All right.
Because I'm hoping to get an ice cream cone.
Well, she got another one.
All right. Well, I don't want to get another one, because then I'd go backwards. All right, so I just got a yellow.
All right.
Oh, yeah, so the deck's reshuffled. Anything's possible. It's a no-holds bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Double blue.
Double blue. Oh, catching up.
Wow, that's a good double.
Yeah, that was that was a good one.
This game.
That's probably the best double you could have gotten.
Yeah.
There's a lot of life lessons in Candyland.
Yeah, like just because you start off on top doesn't mean you're going to finish on top.
You got to play the cards you're dealt, I mean.
That's how most of my nights... Oh, wait.
Nate got a double yellow, and now Megan and I are high-fiving.
Aw, man.
Father, Why didn't I get to the end? I'm sorry, son, but you drew the wrong card. You drew a fucking gingerbread man.
Good one.
I'm disappointed in you, son.
I'm disappointed in you, son.
Here, T-Rex arms.
Green.
Green, 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 green.
Oh, wait,
green,
wait, green. Wait. Oh, no, never mind.
That's for the next one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Megs.
Megs is up.
Ooh.
Oh, oh, shit. Oh, double red.
This is getting close.
Getting close.
And she's next to the mud monster, better known as Gloppy.
Gloppy.
I got a single purple, so I'm just going to go.
You got a Singapore?
No. I like how Gloppy lives in a chocolate swamp.
Right, because he's he's a chocolate mud monster.
Well, yeah, he used to be the chocolate mud monster, and then they turned him into Gloppy.
I like that they have fudgesicle bars over there, growing with leaves.
I feel like they had to rebrand this game from the old one, because, like, Nabisco or somebody, like, bought half the game or something, just to advertise.
Mm. Gloppy. I don't like
the look in his eye.
It's just
a thought I've had. I've never played this game before.
Maybe. There are only, like, 10 companies in the world that own everything.
Yeah.
I think Gloppy's from hell.
Oh, wow.
Gloppy looks like I'm kind of glad
that I'm in last place, so I don't have to go past Gloppy. Please, no, Gloppy, no.
I think I saw Gloppy earlier this morning.
Nate got a green. Nobody cares about your bathroom endeavors.
I do.
All right, let's see if we can get an ice cream cone here. But I'll purple will suffice.
Two spaces forward.
Okay. Oh, wait, that's Megan's turn.
My turn. Purple.
One spot. Damn it. Forward.
All right.
Gloppy.
Double red.
Ooh. Oh. Jumping up
Which
to second
place.
Which
is another very good double.
Yeah, it is.
Boop. Second
Man,
place.
Oh,
You've been getting these doubles.
Yeah.
I started off with, like, wanting doubles and asking for them. Now I'm just getting them nonstop because I shut my mouth.
That's true. Sometimes you gotta shut your mouth.
It works.
Oh, Nate's turn. Single yellow, and I lose a turn.
Oh,
but
we all have to drink.
Everyone drinks because of it.
Which means I gotta get another beer.
Well, All right. Let's see what we can do here, Pit-Pat.
Call yourself Pit-Pat?
I'm Pit-Pat, and I love you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Pit-Pat, for just moving two spaces.
My turn?
Yeah.
Megan's turn.
Sweet.
Blue.
Two spaces.
I'm going slow now that I'm at the end.
Because
on the end of the road, I'm going to go back to gingerbread.
Guys, I'm really excited. I hope I don't get a snow cone now, though.
Right? I hope I don't. Oh.
Double green.
Not look who moves up to first
bad.
Place. That's
yes.
mine. That's mine. Oops. That's mine.
Wait.
I'm on lose a turn.
I almost thought he said
still.
Double cream.
Which I also detected a slight scent of cream in this beer.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, are we doing that?
Wait,
no,
wait,
you only got
double.
A double.
No, yeah, it's just you.
I just wanted to cheers.
No, it's not your turn, because you...
Yeah, I lost a turn.
Yeah.
Brandon, I mean Steve, go ahead.
All right.
Somebody. Somebody pull out
your
card!
That was a good blue.
Deep blue. Yeah, that was a
good would have been
good
if he wasn't, like, dead last.
Pit-Pat is just waving at the children.
Oh, this is getting down to the wire.
Down to the wire.
So, oh, wait. This is the first time I've played. What does this rainbow thing mean?
Any
that
card.
That means you win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Any card.
Oh, no. Brandon won the game.
Double.
Damn it.
Winner.
I'll cheers to that.
Cheers.
All right, Brandon, good job.
Wow.
First time playing, first time winning.
Hey.
You're 1-0.
All right,
well,
so
I also won last week.
Beer review thing?
But
seriously?
Don't we all kind of win because it's Candyland
and we're
it's
drunk?
Delicious. We all get to go.
That's what the loser
places.
Would say, right?
Wow, wow.
So yeah, this is a good beer. Coming into fall, I'd say this is a good beer for fall. You know,
with ice cream,
definitely.
Or
yeah,
cake.
Yeah, if anybody's a fan of like root beer floats, just
or just sweets.
Yeah, put this in your ice cream instead of root beer. That's what I would say. It's a good nighttime beer. It's a good cold weather beer.
Do you think you could drink it in the shower? And it would still be...
Do you think you can drink it in an hour?
You can drink anything in the shower, Steve.
Yeah, I knew this one girl who would take a bottle of red wine in the shower and drink it and cry herself to sleep in the shower.
That's sad.
It was really sad.
Wait,
so
went to sleep in the shower? Wouldn't she drown?
Damn.
It's something that people do, you know. You get sad and you take the wine in there.
All I'm saying, you guys haven't done that?
Everybody's done it.
All I'm saying is you can drink anything in the shower. Just bring it in with you.
Yeah. Damn. Maybe don't
especially
eat in there.
Unless you like soggy food.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're actually about to go play another game. So, thank you once again for tuning in to the Positive Herpes Podcast, Fermented Friday, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion, and beer like herpes. If you need to get a hold of me, you know, facebook.com/positiveherpes, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. @positiveherpes, and make sure you go to patreon.com/positiveherpes, donate to help support our drinking. Any last words?
Nope.
I like this beer.
Support our drinking habits.
I can't wait for you guys to support my drinking.
Thanks for listening.
All right. See you next week. Down all alone.